Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Today's big thinker comes all the way from Chicago, Illinois, Coretta CJ, known as Pruitt. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you so very much, Big, for having me on today.
Well, we're honored to have you on our show and help spread the knowledge about real estate deals and different things dealing with health. Before we get this interview started, the first thing that we're going to want from you, CJ, is how to reach you. How can we reach you?
Well, there are two ways you can best reach me. I'm going to leave my telephone number as well as my email address. Now, the telephone number that I'm giving is a 24-hour voicemail message that you can listen to and hear my voice 24/7. It is toll-free 888-520-1105, 888-520-1105. And my email address is cjpruitt, that's P-R-U-I-T-T, at ameritech.net.
All right, great. Before we really get started in-depthly into the interview, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, you're from a big family, where you originally grew up at, things like that, so our, you know, listeners can get to know who you are.
Okay, well, first I want to say that I am from Chicago, grew up on the south side of Chicago. I come from a large family. It was eight total in our family, seven girls and one boy. I line up with being the youngest girl out of the eight. We had a two-parent household, and we did also have an extended family. So my great-grandmother lived with us. We also had a nephew that stayed with us. I went to elementary school on the south side, went to high school at Maria High School, which is over in Marquette Park, and that was the park where when Dr. King came to Chicago and marched, and he said if you wanted to teach anyone about hate to send them to Chicago, that was Marquette Park. So I went to high school there, graduated, then went on to Purdue University where I studied computer technology, received my degree in computer technology information systems. I was a programmer in corporate America for 10 and a half years. I was employed at Ernst & Young initially and then went on to work and retire from Hewitt Associates in Lincolnshire, Illinois. What else can I tell you about myself? I'm a down-to-earth person, creative. I like people. I like life. And I like helping people, first and foremost. And I should say that within the last 4 years, I'm now a real estate agent in the real estate industry. So that's what I'm currently doing.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your real estate career. How did that come about?
Well, it came about because I have several passions. And the first passion was being a computer programmer. I knew at the age of 11 that's what I wanted to do, and so I pursued it, and I did. And at the same time, I've always had a passion for architectural designs, particularly art and homes and structures and buildings. So that was like my second passion. And so that's what I'm fulfilling right now with buyers and sellers and just people in general in terms of assisting them with allowing them to have their dreams become a reality. Go ahead.
I mean, just thinking about the real estate industry now, I know that there's a lot of people that are losing their houses for foreclosure and trying to get modifications and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that this would be a time to buy?
Oh, this is an excellent time to buy. This is what's known as a buyer's market. And for any buyers that are listening right now, this is the time for you to buy. Interest rates are at an all-time low. In my short lifetime, I have never seen anything like this. And people that have been in the industry for 40-plus years, like my broker, Chuck, they've never seen anything like this. This is like something that would never, ever, ever, I don't believe, come around again. I mean, you have homes, single-family homes, three bedrooms. We're talking one-and-a-half bath, partially finished basements, detached two-car garage, listed for as little as $25,000. Yes, $25,000.
It is
just unreal. There's a two-bedroom condominium in the Wrigleyville area. If you know anything about Chicago, I'm a Cubs fan, by the way. If you know anything about Chicago, go Cubs, hey. Wrigleyville is a hot area outside of Lincoln Park. And there's a condo listed for it's a two-bedroom condo with a live fireplace listed for under $150,000. I want to say it's listed for under $120,000. It's unbelievable. It is phenomenal. I mean, this is the best time to buy if you are a buyer and you have good credit. You know, you have to have some decent credit. The days of the 100%, 110%, and zero down, those days are gone. You have to have some decent credit. They've tightened up the policy in terms of lending money, but are deals still happening every day? Every day, because this is truly the time to buy.
Wow, and being from the Chicagoland area, I know Wrigleyville, a two-bedroom there would be at least, you know, 240 and up minimum.
Exactly. It is just unbelievable. I mean, buyers have the option of saying, you know, I'm gonna look at 10 houses here and 10 houses here, because that's just what it is. Right now, what's saturated on the market are short sales and foreclosed properties. And the sellers that are trying to sell traditionally, I would encourage you, if you can, if you must, to hold on to that property and rent those units out as cash flow. Because another thing that I've seen is that the number of tenants have increased. What's called residential rentals, that is on the rise right now because, you know, people have to stay somewhere. And if you don't have credit worthiness, you know, you're going to find something. You can't buy right now. You're going to have to end up renting somewhere. So that right now is where my focus and shift has gone to, is working with those individuals that are looking to rent units and places. Because that is clearly on the rise right now.
Now, what type of, I know there are various different commission structures in real estate, and I know that, just from, reading about realty in general, that, there's a lot of people that are renting more nowadays. What's the kind of difference in the commission structure?
Well, you're not going to receive a big check with the residential rental. However, you will receive a check. And it's going to be, and it all depends on how soon someone needs to relocate, or how soon that space becomes available. So for us agents, I call that right now cash. You know, it's not going to take 45 days or 60 days. You know, it's not going to take you long to receive your commission. When you find a tenant and you find an open and available unit to be rented, they sign the lease. They say they want to move in on a specific date, and you get a check within 2 or 3 days.
Wow, that's great.
And so that adds up. That adds up. Mm-hmm.
Why you would call that
right
cash.
Now? That's right. Right now, fast cash.
Okay. Now, how do you do with your degree in computer technology? How has that become an asset for you, as far as even in the real estate business?
Well, Well, it's an asset because I'm not afraid of the computer. I know how to generate reports because that's what I did mostly for 10 and a half years. I was basically a report generator. I would do financial reports for the company, and I primarily work directly with the director of human resources. So, for my standpoint, I'm able to do queries and reports, and for the buyers and for the sellers, comparative market analysis reports, which gives them a picture view of what an appraiser would do. But it's not an appraisal report, but it gives them a picture of what's going on in their area.
Okay. Now, we talked about a couple of things, you know, dealing with your passion, and I can see that you're, you know, living, you know, a couple of your passions and kind of combining them. But when you first believed that you could accomplish, a part of your life mission, what factors came into play?
How soon I believed in myself? Or
yeah, you know, when you you sat down and you said, okay, this is what I want to be, this is how
Well,
yeah,
I had the support of my parents because they bought into that vision. When I stated that this is what I wanted to do, they said, wow, you know, they saw that I was serious about it. So what they did was for that Christmas, my brother and I, we got one thing, and that was that Commodore 64 computer, which I don't know if many people in this new generation, if they even know what a Commodore 64 computer is, but it was like...
I am just amazed. I haven't even heard that word in years. And when I first heard it, all I thought about was the Commodores. Can you repeat that computer name again so that we can have some of the people that's listening Google that?
It is the Commodore, not the Commodore group that Lionel Richie came from, but the Commodore 64 computer. And you would only program in BASIC. You know, that was the only language that was out there at the time was BASIC programming. And this was one step above the punch cards. I don't know if you remember the punch cards. I didn't work with the punch cards, but there was the punch cards before the Commodore 64.
You better stop saying all this stuff. Somebody's going to try to guess your age.
You're right to say that. I'm kind of revealing too much information.
you might even say, well, you know, right before the punch cards, we had telegraphs.
Well, I can honestly say I don't recall that era.
Okay. So tell us about, you say, so your parents believed in you guys, and then they got you the Commodore 64.
Exactly. Oh, and so I think looking back now, that was really big because that showed me that they supported my vision, and they were behind me 100%. And I just took off from there. You know, when you have someone in your corner, it's like it's support, and it's I can't describe it because it's like, okay, I can do anything. I'm gonna use this analogy. When you're playing basketball and you have the cheerleaders on the side, and you know, and the crowd backing you up, like rah rah rah, go, you know, you can be down 10 points, and it's like about a minute left in the game. And they're constantly cheering you on, saying, you can do it, you can do it. And then it's like something comes over you, like, oh, I can do this, I can do this. You know, look at Michael Jordan with the Bulls for many a year. You know, they would come down, and then he would, you know, he would see the cheerleaders and hear the crowd. He said, I can do this. And so he would just say, okay, I'm taking matters into my own hands. And that's I guess, the kind of feeling that overcame me. When I saw that my parents believed in my vision and believed in my dream, that they went out and, you know, with that number of children, plus, like I said, we had the extended family going on. Oh, and we had a dog, too. We had a Labrador Retriever Princess, and which is out, too, even though, it's, you know, it's a pet. And so we had a lot going on. Plus, my mother was she would be considered a home care provider in this day and age because she she kept all the children on the block and, you know, on the neighbor, on the adjoining blocks. She was like the caregiver. And our house was constantly filled with children and fun and games, and nobody ever went home hungry or unclothed. And, I mean, and this carried on into my teenage years, into my adult life, because I remember us going to different places, taking care of children, visiting the hospitals, visiting the children's homes for wow. Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And so that's one thing that I can truly say that I've been blessed to have been a part of, because that's what I'm doing for my children. So since my firstborn was born, we only give them educational things for Christmas. We don't give them anything big, anything that can easily break, if you will. So what
right.
we've been doing now that they're older, big, is we've been taking them to the shelter so they can feed the people and give out gifts.
Wow,
and that is just a beautiful thing. And so that's one thing that my parents have done for that they did for me, and that they supported early on the vision that I had.
And
then,
you know,
that's good to
take that into your children, you know, pass it on to their children, as far as, you know, learning that, you know, there's people out there that need help, and then to be able to assist them only is going to, you know, help bless, you know, your family in many different ways.
Exactly. You
know, every now and then we have people that call in. Now, sometimes they want to just listen to the interview, whereas other times they like to make a statement or ask a question. We have a person on the line now from the 708 area code with the first three numbers, 229. I'm going to put you on, caller, and we'd just like to know your name and where you're from, and if you have a question, you know, of course, ask the question, and if you just like to make a statement, that's fine, too. So call her from the 708-229 area code. You're live. Okay, so our caller just basically wants to, I take it, listen to the interview. That's not a problem at all. Or caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how are you doing? What's your name and where you're from?
My name is Val Thomas. I'm a co-worker of CJ's at Best Real Estate Group.
Hey,
oh, okay,
how
great.
You doing, Lav?
Hey, CJ, how you doing there?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm just great, and you really, really hit the nail on the head telling all of your viewers and listeners about the real estate market, because we out here in it every day. And it is really something that we have never seen in years. And with all these houses out here getting selling for $25,000 and $30,000, like you were saying,
mm-hmm,
we're getting multiple
mm-hmm.
contract offers on them. So people that do have homes, they probably should hold on to them, or at least try to get them a modification so they don't lose the property, because the values are really, really down now. And so you really hit the head on the head. You're a great co-worker to work with, and I'm just so happy to be on the call with you today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, CJ. That's just thinking about what you're telling me, and then having a coworker even, you know, call in to listen to the interview says, it's immeasurable about, you know, your character. Now,
what
would be the biggest advice or quality that you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
The biggest advice or quality? I'm going to say the biggest quality is benefit of the doubt. And that's more so a phrase, but just give it an exercise, benefit of the doubt, and that would alleviate a lot of tension, a lot of jumping to conclusions, exercising as well as, you know, exercising benefit of the doubt, having an open mind, because
okay, well.
I believe, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. I believe those qualities allow you to grow each and every day, because then you're open to receive anything and everything that's new each day, because every day I learn something new. And so my philosophy is, when I exercise benefit of the doubt and keep an open mind, that I am forever a student of life. And I do have an acronym, and I know, Big, that you're big on acronyms, but my acronym for life, my acronym for life is living in faith every day, L-I-F-E, living in faith every day. And
wow, that is great.
Thank you. And when I exercise those two principles, if you will, then I'm just growing and fulfilling the purpose that I have for my life.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. CJ, with that being said, I swear, please get out your contact information again so that our listeners can find you.
Okay. I have two ways that you can contact me. The first is a number. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can use it from any location within the United States. It's toll-free 888-520-1105. Again, 888-520-1105. The other way is via my email address, which is cjpruitt, P-R-U-I-T-T, at ameritech.net.
All right, everybody. A lot of times we partner with people to get things done or, you know, work out with different groups. But sometimes what we fail to, you know, mention is, you know, what books, you know, that may have helped us, mentors or training resources. Can you suggest to our listeners anything that may have helped you move to your next level?
Sure. The primary book that I use is the Bible. And that acronym is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. There, every single day that I awaken, I get an excerpt or a spirit of prophecy that is from the Bible that helps me cope each day. The other book that I can recommend is by the author of Og Mandino, and it's a two-part series. It's The Greatest Salesman in the World, and then The Greatest Salesman in the World, Part 2. Those are books that I would highly recommend to anyone. They are motivational, packed-filled books that just gives you a great sense of who you are and how you can be successful at life, how you can be successful in whatever industry that you're in, whatever capacity that you're that whatever job that you're on, whatever capacity that you're living. And I just want to read from The Greatest Salesman in the World, The Scroll Marked Number 2. I'm going to just read a little bit of it, okay?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. Go ahead. I'm already thinking about where to pick this book up at and to review it, because we all are in sales constantly, whether we know it or not.
Exactly. So it says, I will greet this day with love in my heart, for this is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I do this? Henceforth will I look on all things with love, and I will be born again. I will love the sun, for it warms my bones. Yet I will love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I will welcome happiness, for it enlarges my heart. My reasoning they may counter, my speech they may distrust, my apparel they may disapprove, my faith they may reject, and even my bargains may cause them suspicion. Yet my love will melt all hearts
likened to the sun whose rays soften the coldest clay. And if you have love, if you greet this day with love, it says that the hearts of men will remain no, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. For I will make love my greatest weapon, and none on whom I call can defend against its force. So that's from, that's just a little bit of the excerpt from the scroll mark number 2 from the greatest salesman in the world.
Wow, that's almost along the lines of Dale Carnegie and all of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was great.
And I also, Big, wanted to share from The Greatest Salesman in the World, Part 2.
Sure.
Which says the end of the story. And this is chapter 11, The Third Vow of Success.
The Third Vow of Success.
The Third Vow of Success. It says, I am awake. I am filled with joyful anticipation. I feel unfamiliar rumblings in my heart as I welcome each new day, now with joy and confidence instead of self-pity and fear. He who suffers remembers I will never repeat the failures and futile mistakes of the past now that I have these scrolls to guide me. Each day I will venture out into the world accompanied by 3 powerful new allies, confidence, pride, and enthusiasm. So I just wanted to share a little bit of both books, and I reread these like it's my first time rereading them, because each time that I pick it up and I look at it, I'm enlightened to something else that I didn't see the first 20 times that I might have read the book.
Wow.
It also comes on tape, you know, DVD, not DVD, excuse me, CD. You can play it in your vehicle, and it's just, it's allowed me to just think positive and to keep positive thoughts constantly on my mind, because what you put in is truly what you give out.
CJ, we have another caller on the line, and I believe they may have a question or a comment.
Okay.
Caller with the ID 708, last 4, 8572. Please state your name and where you're from.
Renee Carter from Betts Realty.
Hey,
hi,
Renee.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Did you have a question or would like to make a comment about our guest?
I would just like to commend your guest on the information that she's giving. This is my first time tuning in, and it sounds great. I'm a realtor. We work in the same office, and I'm enjoying the information that I'm receiving. And
all right,
thank you
for your comment. I hope you continue to listen and also spread the word about thinkbigradio.com.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, CJ.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in the real estate profession, you know, we have names such as sales associates and things of that sort. I noticed that you didn't refer to yourself as a sales associate when you first got into the business. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure I can. The reason being is usually there are surveys or market research studies that are done, and I noticed that anytime someone says sales, automatically distrust would kind of factor in, and people would give it like a low rating or a low score. And when I would often, you know, hear people in conversations or even ask people, they would say, well, you know, if you're in sales, you slick, or you're, you know, it was always like a negative connotation and, you know, negative words that were used to describe anybody in sales. So I truly did not want that coming in based on, my character and based on, you know, what I know who I am. And so I said, well, let me just try something different. Let me say self-claimed title, dream specialist, and see what happens there. And when I used something different, it created inquisitiveness in individuals that said, oh, what is that? Dream specialist? I've never heard that before. Do you interpret dreams? I'm like, no, I'm not Joseph, but, you know, what is your dream? Because I, in turn, said to that individual, your dream is your goal, your vision. What do you want to accomplish in life? If it's going on a vacation to Hawaii or exotic vacation to Hawaii or something like that, that's your dream. I can help you assist that. I can help in assisting you get to that goal or reach that dream, make it a reality. And so that's how I looked at it when I came into real estate, being a dream specialist and allowing buyers particularly to make their dreams a reality with home ownership.
Can you tell us a little bit about your very first deal that you closed for somebody looking for a house? You know, how did that work out and the feelings and just everything involved?
Well, I won't tell you my first because it wasn't a very pleasant experience, but I will
So your first wasn't pleasant, huh? Well, you need to tell
goodness.
Us about that, how you worked that out. Tell us about
that unpleasant experience. trust me, it was truly unpleasant because...
Life is not full of roses.
It's not, but...
So, okay.
Okay.
The names have been changed to protect... Okay.
Right, right. It's not a laughing matter, however.
Wow.
It turned out where I was a dual agent. A dual agent is one that lists the property as well as procure the buyer. And
okay.
Unfortunately, the buyer did not show up to closing. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe, you know, the buyer got cold feet because it was a first-time buyer. But in essence, what ended up happening was the buyer had died, you know, had expired.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and so it just kind of threw me for a minute. But I still was able to manage to close that transaction, still being the listing agent. But in working with a buyer for the first time and seeing them go through closing and get the keys to their house, it was just an indescribable feeling just to see that I was a part of making their dream a reality.
Wow.
You know, to be a part of their life forever, to say that, wow, this is the first big investment that I have been able to get, and CJ was a part of that. And so every year on their anniversary, I send a card. At the closing, they get a gift from me just, you know, to thanking them basically for the opportunity and the privilege of being of service to them. And so every year I'm, you know, just touching base to say, you know, how's your new home coming along, how are things going. And that relationship will go a long way because even though they may not relocate or move for a number of years, they're giving my information out to their friends and to their family.
Wow, and that's great to even think about how the deal does not end after we see the deal is ended because of the fact that, you know, people are people, and so relationships don't just go away when a business deal ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sorry to hear that on your first deal. I just had something recently happen to me assisting people with a modification, and the gentleman was going to start a job in 2 weeks, and he died a week before. And it was just, you know, it just makes you think that nothing is given, you
That's
know.
That's true.
And it brings me around to what you were saying about, you know, doubt and have faith. Those are definitely two qualities that all of our big thinkers should share. Now, you know, on a lighter note, tell us something about yourself that maybe no one knows. You know, not dealing with real estate, not dealing with the other businesses you may be involved with, but just something that you like that, that people may just not know.
Hmm. Oh, okay. I can share this. I'm laughing because when you just said that, I'm like, okay, well, I know most people don't know this about me, that I can act and I can sing. Yes.
You want to share a little experience with us?
Sure. I played sports in high school. I was on the basketball team, but due to an injury, I wasn't able to play after my sophomore year. And so at that time, I said, okay, what else can I do? And I tried out for a musical in high school. Not the High School Musical in Disney, but it was truly a high school musical before that. It was Oklahoma was the name of the play. And I portrayed Aunt Eller in that play. And it was a musical, and I did so well that the audience thought that I was actually a teacher or an elder. They didn't believe that I was a student at the time. I was a junior at the time. They didn't believe that I was a student of the school. And I was like, wow, and that's what I'll tell people about myself. But don't tell anybody. No.
Okay. Now, this is the part of the interview where we start winding down, and sometimes, you know, these interviews seem to fly by. But is there anyone that you'd like to thank?
Sure. I first want to thank Father God. I want to thank my natural parents, Beverly Ann and Leonard Richardson. I want to thank my second mother, Ma Betty. I want to thank my siblings, Yolanda, Linda, Tani, Donna, Deidre, Angie, and my brother, my one and only brother, Malcolm. I want to thank my sisters of Just Seven, my girls, Deidre, LaVon, Valerie, Linda, and my dearest, dearest friend of all, JMC, who's down in Dallas getting ready to watch the Bears. My little sister, Jatan, and lastly, the Prince Charming of my life, James Pruitt.
I was just holding my breath because, you know, every now and then we do this and people will they'll open up their yearbook and read everybody's name in the high school. I mean, you name it, they could go on forever. And I'm like, should I start getting rid of that question?
Well, I can just, you know, give a shout out to all the real estate professionals that I've worked with in my career thus far as a real estate agent, and my investor friends that just took me under their wings and helped me to even start my real estate career, and the people that I'm working with now with a company called Organo Gold.
Oh, wow. We'd like to hear some more about that also.
Okay, about Organo Gold?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Not at this moment. That's something
else.
Okay. I'm sure that's a whole another interview as far as another day.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, CJ, we are very honored to have you come on. We thank you for all the people that you marketed to, and at the same time, the people who called in, thinkbigradio.com. We appreciate them. We have people calling in right now, but unfortunately, you know, it's the end of the show and we wouldn't have time. But you guys can always visit www.thinkbigradio.com and listen to the archived edition, which is always available within 15 to 20 minutes. And the lines are blowing up. So we're going to have to get you on here again. Three other calls just came in, and based on the interview and the light that you shined with us and told us about your business and a little bit about real estate and the changes that we need to make in order to become successful, I'm going to end the interview with a song by one of our favorite artists, this century, Michael Jackson. And the song is The Man in the Mirror.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Big.
All right, ma'am. Take care.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. In my mind, I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got
you.
thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.